Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we welcome into our studios Catherine Gagnon, the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Catherine.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to have you with us once again, and we want to find out what's been happening with the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. And this is how old is the Symphony Orchestra?
Actually, it's our 49th season.
49th season, but relatively new for you, I mean.
Yes, I've only been with the orchestra since 2011.
Okay, so this is you're going into your sixth year, coming up. All right, tell us a little bit about the orchestra, since it's that old. I know you're only a few years old with it.
But. A few years. But the orchestra is actually a regional volunteer orchestra of musicians, and we have the goal of bringing exciting and informative symphonic performances to audiences across the Ocean State. It is a touring orchestra, so we perform in various communities from the most northern to the most southern tip of Rhode Island each year, and we occasionally also venture into southeastern Massachusetts for a performance now and then.
Wow. So they have passports.
Absolutely.
They can get across the bay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the northern part, I presume you're talking about maybe somewhere in the Woonsocket area, something like that?
We will be returning to Woonsocket next year in December, part of our 50th anniversary season for our holiday series. We'll be up at St. Anne's Art and Cultural Center.
Excellent. Well, right now we want to tell people about an event coming up in just a couple weeks. May 22nd, Sunday, you're going to be at Goddard Memorial Park. And before that, on Thursday night, at the Pilgrim Senior Center. Tell us about those concerts.
Correct. Those are part of our Spring 2016 series. And the theme of the series this year is In a Changing World. And I've attempted to put together a program that crosses both geographic and stylistic boundaries, music that addresses the role of fate in our lives, as well as the forces of Mother Nature and those powers greater than the human race, but also the role that we as humans play as observers and contributors to our environment, our national identity, and also the social change that we can bring to our modern changing world.
Now, does something like that come out of your head, or did you read that in a magazine somewhere?
Unfortunately, it came right out of my head.
Okay, so when you think about a concert and putting certain music together, does sometimes the music come first and then you decide how to tie it all together? Or?
Somewhat. There are always pieces that you identify along the way that you think that will really work for the ensemble that you're working with and leading, and just trying to figure out the point at which it's appropriate to plug those particular pieces in. But I tend to program for the Warwick Symphony a bit more thematically, and so I come up with an idea for, you know, each series, and then kind of piece together a program that seems to make musical sense, linking the pieces themselves to the theme, but also in terms of the flow of the concert itself.
Okay. So Thursday night, unusual night for a concert, I would think, but
somewhat traditional for the WSO. For many years, Thursday night was concert night for the WSO. I've pushed us a little bit in looking at Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons have always been a regular thing for the group as well, which is great to have a matinee option. But I do like to get us out on the traditional concert nights of Friday and Saturday from time to time.
But this is 4 days from now, so time is drawing close. And Pilgrim High School and Warwick, Rhode Island. For those of you that aren't familiar with Pilgrim High School, there's a very famous guy that went through the very first 4 years of the school, graduated from there. Oh, that was me.
Oh, okay.
See, the very first 4 years it was open. So my I know the school well. Spent a lot of time in the auditorium and in the theater department, singing and acting and so forth. So great venue. You're going to be right in the auditorium, I presume.
We're actually going to be right up the street at the Senior Center, the Pilgrim Senior Center.
Okay, yeah. I saw Pilgrim Senior, and I was thinking Pilgrim Senior High School. So
no worries.
So right down on the corner.
Right down the corner, yep.
Okay.
Right off of 117, very conveniently located. We always draw a great audience at the Pilgrim Senior Center between the folks that are served by the many programs there, and also lots of folks in our Warwick following come to see us each year there.
How many people can you fit into the Senior Center?
I believe that they can fit between 200 and 300,
and we
often have quite a full crowd there.
Yeah, so are tickets available? Is that people
always
get tickets in advance? Or?
Yep, you can purchase tickets in advance through the website www.wsori.org and follow the link to Brown Paper Tickets. You can buy them online that way, or you can purchase them at the door.
And is a loan necessary for most people to buy a ticket?
Absolutely not. The price on general admission is $10 per person, and children under 12 are always free.
Wow, $10. Okay, well, that's terrific. All right, 7:30 concert at the Pilgrim Senior Center, which is 27 Pilgrim Parkway in Warwick. And then on Sunday at Goddard Memorial State Park Carousel. Now, that's interesting. So everybody jumps on a horse, and around and around they go, and you try to conduct them while they're moving.
No. That could be very entertaining. However, the carousel in the facility actually was removed quite a few years ago. But it is, again, a great concert space.
Right.
We have seating for approximately, again, 200 people, and we always seem to end up with crowds surrounding the building that kind of come up from the beach to take a listen for part of the concert, too.
Right. You can bring a little blanket and picnic basket and be on the periphery of what's going on and still enjoy it.
Absolutely.
All right. And tickets for that also?
Same price. General admission, 10, and children under 12 are free.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the music, getting back to your description of what is going to be played that day. And tell us about this first piece that you wrote with you.
Sure thing. We are going to be presenting the overture from La Forza del Destino by Giuseppe Verdi. This was a work that was composed between the year 1860 and 62. It was based on an 1835 Spanish drama with a few additions from some German plays by Schiller. The opera is, in a nutshell, a love story of two lovers who are separated because her family doesn't approve. Her father ends up being murdered in a confrontation between the lovers. They are separated in life, only to come together many, many years later as a result of her brother's attempt to kill the male and her unfortunate death at the very end, leaving her poor Alvaro heartbroken and alone in life.
Sounds like a traumatic story.
Very much so, but also the irony that fate plays in life and in real life as well as the operatic stage.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra and Catherine Gagnon.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Catherine Gagnon. She is the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, which will be performing in Warwick at the Pilgrim Senior Center on Thursday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m., and then again on Sunday, May 22nd at 2 o'clock at the Goddard Memorial Park Carousel in East Greenwich. And both of those concerts are available to be purchased, have tickets purchased online. We'll give you more information about that later. But on the Thursday performance, just a few days from now, you're going to be having a special soloist, I understand.
Yes, every year the Warwick Symphony Orchestra awards a graduating high school student who is going to pursue music at the collegiate level with a scholarship. An application goes out, offered to any student across the state of Rhode Island. And 4 years ago, we awarded our scholarship to Brandon Kaplan of North Kingstown. Brandon went on to pursue a degree in viola performance at the University of Rhode Island. He is graduating this spring. And we thought it would be a great idea to bring him back to perform with the WSO at this point of his career, to perform a piece by Stamitz, a viola concerto by Stamitz. And we thought it would really fit our program quite well in two ways. First, in that, he is one of a new generation of musicians that's about to go out there and begin their professional career and literally change our musical world. But also because the viola itself really isn't often viewed as a solo instrument. Mm-hmm. Compared to its cousins, the violin and cello, there is so much more solo repertoire out there. But in recent years, the viola has gained a bit of steam, and there are some pretty hotshot players out on the scene right now. And we hope the best for Brandon and hope that he'll become one of those hotshot players sometime in the future.
I'm sure he will. Now, he went to URI. Did you have anything? Did you keep up with him while he was at URI?
I kept up with him. I've kept up with him over the years. He has actually come back and played a few times within the symphony when we've needed a little help in our viola section, but he's been a member of the symphony orchestra, and I've been fortunate enough to work with that group from time to time at URI. He's also been a member of the undergraduate honor string quartet and quintet, and so it's been a pleasure to really watch him develop as a musician over the last couple of years.
Sounds like a talented young man.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he'll do great. All right, what piece of music do you have for us now that we're going to be listening to?
Sure. Well, one of the themes that we thought would be great to explore at segments of our theme would be kind of observing and the change in our national identity and our patriotic feelings. I thought that it would be great to bring the American Salute back to WSO programming. American Salute, which was written by Morton Gould in 1942, just in the middle of the Second World War, is a great piece that varies the old tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Mm-hmm. And of course, this tune was an Irish piece that became one of the main marching songs of the U.S. Civil War, ironically used by both the Union and the Confederate side of the war. But it's a piece that the melody has appeared in military situations in England and in France and Finland and in Germany as well. Highly also adapted in pop music and pop music culture. But this piece, it's pretty interesting because it was at a time in our country when we as U.S. citizens were in a state of total war. And, the major participants committed their entire economic and industrial and scientific capabilities behind the war effort. And then you fast forward to 2016 when we have been, in the midst of a similar war situation that many of us watch on TV and on the internet. And we're not quite affected the same way at this point by modern world as back in those days. So thought it was an interesting juxtaposition for the way that American culture has changed over these many years. Thank you.
listening to music that will be presented by the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. And Catherine, I know that the Warwick Symphony Orchestra probably does not receive millions of dollars in funding from various groups. It's probably an opportunity for people to participate and play and enjoy themselves and hopefully get the message across to the audience, but not a lot of money involved here.
No, we're a pretty small nonprofit organization compared to many other performing organizations here in the state. But, you know, the orchestra has been going strong now for 49 years. And we have been fortunate to develop a growing community of business supporters through advertisement opportunities in our programs, as well as just straight out sponsorships of our programming. And this spring series will be sponsored by Bank RI.
Oh, that's great. So having a large corporate sponsor is a nice thing. But everybody can help and donate. I'm sure if they go to the website, they can find out how to do that.
Absolutely. And we send out, you know, opportunities for people to make donations to our operating budget as well as capital efforts twice a year. But yes, always contacting us through www.wsori.org is a great first step. We always like our contributors to also come to the concerts and fill those seats.
Right. That's the important thing. I mean, just enjoying the music is the reason for you to be there. There's no sense in raising the money and having you play if no one's listening. So let's fill those seats up, and that's going to be Thursday night at the Pilgrim Senior Center, and then on Sunday afternoon at 2:00 at the carousel at Goddard Park. The other thing I just wanted to mention is that there's about how many people involved with the orchestra?
The orchestra fluctuates between about 55 and 60 members. Mm-hmm. We have a board of directors that is kind of unique in that it is a member board. It is not a board of community leaders, but of players themselves. And mm-hmm. so there's, you know, in a way, a higher level of dedication, you know,
sure.
to the organization
yeah.
in that way. We are an organization that has absolutely zero employees, however. The players themselves are volunteers. I myself, you know, compensated a bit as the music director, but really the organization has kind of maintained its focus as a volunteer organization for many years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great thing, and hopefully our listeners that are out there will turn out and support the event. Right now, we're going to play a piece of music that I guess probably most orchestras play frequently, and we're going to put this in because it's almost Memorial Day, and I feel in the mood.
It is, and it's frequently our encore.
And so maybe we'll just let everybody guess what it is.
Sure thing.
All right, then we'll take a break, and I'll be back with more of Catherine after these messages. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Catherine Gagnon. She is the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, and they'll be performing this Thursday night at Pilgrim Senior Center in Warwick at 7:30 p.m., and then Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, May 22nd, at the Goddard Memorial State Park Carousel in East Greenwich. And we've been playing some music that will be performed on that day. And if you didn't guess what that last piece of music was before the commercial break, you shouldn't be listening to classical radio. I guess that's a pretty fair statement, right?
That's a little harsh.
A little harsh? Well, I guess I suppose if you're under 15, then maybe you could not know what that is.
You but might not know Sousa if you're under 15.
But other than that, Stars and Stripes Forever. Probably one of the most familiar patriotic songs that most orchestras and bands and piccolo players and everybody else plays.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about the concert coming up and some of the things happening and some of the people who might be joining you, as well as some of the things down the road in the future.
Sure. For our spring series, we actually are welcoming four younger high school percussion students, both from East Greenwich High School as well as from Bishop Hendrickson High School. Four young gentlemen are going to be joining forces with our regular percussion players to help us out, because many of the selections this particular series require quite a few folks in that section, including the Cuban Overture coming up, which actually requires 9 players, and that's a little bit more than we are used to. So we are thrilled to have the participation of those high school students in our spring series. And then they will also be sticking around with us for a bit of a season encore that will occur, weather permitting, on Saturday, June 4th at 7 p.m. The WSO will perform as part of Gatsby Days over at Patuxent Park.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Gatsby Day is a big event. And there'll be fireworks and gifts and things. There's food. It's a major thing going on in Warwick.
Last year, I think they said that we had more than 700 or 800 people attending. So we're hoping for even a bigger crowd this year.
Well, that'll be great. And there is a rain date of Sunday, June 5th, but that's not going to happen.
Absolutely not.
No, we won't let it rain on Gatsby Days. And okay, so people joining you, coming along for the ride and helping out. 9 percussionists?
Wow. And we're going to make it work somehow with 7. But the guys tell me that it's possible. So requires 9, but 7's good.
Well, required 9, but some of them have 3 hands. So.
Absolutely. With feet, 2 hands plus feet.
Yeah, it'd be like the one-man band.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing. Okay, tell us about this this next piece of music.
Well, it's a changing world. And one of the most exciting things that has come up in recent months has been the changing U.S. policy in Cuba.
Right.
I'm not sure that any of us really ever believed that it would happen. But fortunately, President Obama has had the vision to proceed with restoring diplomatic relationships with Cuba. And this has also, opened a door of opportunity for a sharing of artistic programming between the U.S. and Cuba. And it's something that I know many of us are really looking forward to, the possible opportunities of both having Cuban artists coming to America more readily, and also, us getting to travel a bit there and do what we do. So I thought it would make sense to program Gershwin's Cuban Overture, which was inspired by a visit to Havana that he made in February of 1932. And this is a piece that Gershwin considered to be part of his repertoire as a serious composer. Of course, his alter ego continued to remain very successful in theatrical circles. Mm-hmm. But it followed the popularity of Rhapsody in Blue. And the Cuban Overture was originally viewed by him as a tone poem for orchestra entitled Rumba. But about 3 months after its premiere, he decided to change the piece to Cuban Overture so that audiences would not just kind of view it as a novelty, but as one of his more serious works. It is quite a remarkable piece, and it includes 4 specific native Cuban percussion instruments.
All right. Well, we also will follow that up with the aforementioned Rhapsody in Blue, which everyone is familiar with. I'm not quite as familiar with the Cuban Overture, so I'll look forward to that. And I want to thank you for coming in tonight and telling us about the Warwick Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you so much for having me back again.
great to have you, and best of luck one more time. The concert will be Thursday, May 19th, coming up in just a few days, 7:30 p.m. at the Pilgrim Senior Center in Warwick, and then Sunday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at Goddard Memorial State Park Carousel in East Greenwich. And you can get information by going to WSORI.org. And now we'll listen to the Cuban Overture, and then we'll follow that with a piece of Rhapsody in Blue, playing as much as we have time for. And we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. We'll be right back. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.